All right, so we're back with another episode of the Two in Sports Podcast. I'm here with my boy Daniel Trummel. We're going to talk about some football, talk about some college football, and we'll touch on some NFL stuff. I don't know. What should we start with, D-Trum? What are we thinking?
Let's start off with this college football drama that we're about to head into.
Yeah, I mean, playoffs coming up. Teams are about to be decided. I don't think it's set in stone yet, but what'd you say the teams were?
Well, all right, so as of now, it's Alabama versus Notre Dame for the Rose Bowl, and for the Sugar Bowl, it's Clemson versus Ohio State. And we've never been through one of these pandemics before where a team is limited to only playing six games, and that's the controversy with Ohio State this year, that they have not played enough games to qualify for the playoffs, which I partially agree with. But at the same time, you also have to look at if Ohio State doesn't make the playoffs, they're just going to crush whoever they face in the smaller bowl game.
That's true, because I personally think Ohio State deserves to be there, because I don't think it's their fault that they haven't played that many games. Like, they didn't have any control over that. I mean, Minnesota canceled their game against them just because of, like, fright of COVID, and so did Michigan. Maybe Minnesota didn't, but I know Michigan did, but it's not Ohio State's fault that they haven't played that many games, and they still, like, beat good teams. Like, Northwestern, the team that they just beat this past weekend, is a good team. I mean, granted, Justin Fields didn't play great, but he saw Trey Sermon just absolutely go off, and they pulled away late, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to touch on. I was going to say, even when Fields isn't working well, they still have Sermon as, like, this beast of a running back, and so I think they really proved that they're not just a good team, they're a great team, and I think we all knew that heading into the season this year, but unfortunately, they've only been able to play six games. So the controversy is that Texas A&M may take that spot, which I think Ohio State's got more than a greater chance than Texas A&M when they face Clemson, because just Clemson will just steamroll Texas A&M.
It's facts. I want to talk about this Big 12. We had Oklahoma and Iowa State. I didn't realize Iowa State was ranked so high. They were ranked number six. Like, win at Oklahoma, I mean, they could have been into that top four. That would have been nuts. But Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler pulled it off. Oklahoma started the season with losses to Iowa State and Kansas State, and then they haven't lost since. So, you know, Rattler went 22 of 34 for 272 and a touchdown. I mean, he was the number one quarterback recruit coming into this year. People expected him to play like a star, and obviously in those first couple games, he really looked like he wasn't meant to be there, but since then, he's been playing really well, actually, and he's led this Oklahoma team back into, what are they now, six? They got ranked six this past rankings. Like, after losing your first two games, that's pretty crazy to be able to get back up there and to beat a really good Iowa State team.
Yeah, that's just right there. That's just the Lincoln Riley effect in full force, because you look at the NFL right now after Jalen Hurts' spectacular performance. I think it was like four total touchdowns or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. It's like QBU almost now at Oklahoma. And now Rattler was very, very immature, I feel like, in the beginning of his Oklahoma career. Uh-huh. But Riley has really leveled him up and almost helping him reach his full potential even faster, because he's been playing great. Oklahoma has been always been good in the Big 12 games in conference play, and now I think they got a really good shot at making a run for the playoffs potentially because of this Ohio State drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if I don't know.
Right now they face Florida, and if Florida had that win earlier this season versus, who was it again? Who did they almost
win versus? Was it Bama? No, it was. Didn't they lose to LSU?
Well, they lost versus LSU, but
they lost to Texas A&M early in the year.
If they won versus Texas A&M and won that LSU game, and they still would have had that Georgia win that they had, that would have been, I think that would have secured them into the playoffs.
And they barely lost to Alabama. Like, that was a 6-point
game. And they barely lost versus Alabama. They got a tough schedule.
Yeah, they got a ton of they put up a ton of points on a great Alabama defense with like the likes of Patrick Surtain the second. Like 46 points against the Alabama defense like that is absolutely unreal. Like you can tell that Kyle Trask can be the real deal even at the next level.
And then you see them being in a one possession margin with Alabama. When you look at Alabama versus Notre Dame, I can guarantee you that that's not going to be a one possession game. Notre Dame is going to get steamrolled as they got sh as they showed that versus Clemson, and Alabama's better than Clemson, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
they got
Oh, yeah.
smacked. Absolutely smacked against Clemson. Man, I just don't know what happened. That second quarter is what killed him. Got outscored 17 zip in the second quarter. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, still the best quarterback prospect we've seen in a long time. 322 and two touchdowns for him. And Travis Etienne, like 124 yards on 10 carries. That's 12 and a half yards a carry and a touchdown to add, go along with that. And Lawrence, even with 90 rushing yards and a touchdown, like that Clemson team has to be in there, even with that loss to was it to who did they lose
It was
to?
the Notre Dame
Lose to Notre
because
Dame.
Lord, number 16 was out, and that's huge.
Yep.
16 on
COVID
Clemson.
protocol. But that's not a huge excuse though, because they do have the number one quarterback recruit from this past year, DJ Uiagalelei. Who's an absolute stud, and he, I don't know, that's not a huge excuse for me just because Uiagalelei is that good, but they obviously showed what Lawrence adds to that roster and what he can add to any roster with that 34-7 or 34-10 shlacking of Notre Dame this past weekend.
Yeah, I totally agree. So when you when I'm the committee, they don't the committee doesn't necessarily look at if we match up these two people, how good of a game is it going to be. They don't really look at that, but they really should. I really think they should think about that because it's all about the commercial and all about showing off to the fans. And really, if you're giving us an Alabama versus Notre Dame game, it's just going to be a bye week for Alabama. If you think that Clemson offense steamrolled Notre Dame, just wait till you put Heisman candidate Devontae Smith against that. Heisman candidate Mac Jones against that. And even their Najee Harris against that. So it's just
Is the college football playoff set in stone?
it's not I don't think quite yet, actually, but the wild process of the
Okay.
college football game has now concluded. So it actually has been solidified. So we are going to get that Notre Dame Alabama game and then Clemson Ohio State on New Year's Day.
I got Alabama and Clemson.
Yep, we're going to run it back just like every year.
And I don't think Notre Dame has any way of competing with Alabama after they're showing against Clemson. And Clemson is just too much for Ohio State, in my opinion. Unless Justin Fields really like shows that he can beat those good teams and do bits against those really good defenses, then I think Clemson wins that one hand pretty handily too if Lawrence shows up like normal.
Yeah, that's unfortunately there's not much to talk about because it's such a weird season. But talking about weird, you would think it'd be weird saying that the Browns in the NFL have a chance to win the AFC North and the Dolphins have a chance to make it to the playoffs. You'd think that'd be weird as well, but as we transition to the NFL talk, Carver, it's
Yep.
not that weird this year.
It's not. It's not at all. I mean, let's go through the let's go through the results this weekend. Let's round them up here. All right, so Thursday night, we had Chargers Raiders. Chargers have no chance of making the playoffs. Raiders have slim hopes if they win this game against the Chargers. But they don't. The Chargers win it 30-27 on a last-second field goal from Badgley. I don't know. Justin Herbert showed that he can win the close games because he hasn't been able to so far this season. But we also got to see a little bit of our old friend Marcus Mariota in this one, who I think is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. And Mariota, I don't know. He actually showed out pretty well. He played well for this Raiders team.
Oh yeah, I was not expecting this at all based on just like the past years of Marcus Mariota being a bench player. But yeah, I think the Raiders are eliminated from playoff contention.
I
due to
think
the fact that they share division with the 13-1 Chiefs, and this AFC conference is looking amazing.
Let's see. A couple games on Saturday. I thought that was really weird. That was kind of annoying that they had it
And we got like three this Saturday.
lined up with the bowl, with the college football championship weekend. That was kind of annoying, but Bills did their job, smacked the Broncos by 31 points. The Packers, I don't know, Daniel, are the Packers for real? I'm not sure. I thought they were before this week, but I don't
Well,
know.
you want to know what I've been thinking as a being an unbiased Vikings fan here. You look at their schedule. They got one game where you can say that they could comfortably say that they're a good team, and that's that Saints game. The rest of these games, they're not playing good teams. These are not good teams, and they're only losing to the good ones. You look at this Colts Packers game. You watch that Colts figure it out, that Packers offense. They shut down the run game. They shut down Rodgers. Even though they put up 31, you still say they shut down Rodgers. And so their other loss went to the Vikings, where that's where you can almost say that that's the bad Packers team. That Packers team can show up any given Sunday where the run game doesn't show up. Same with the Buccaneers game, where Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, but the run game doesn't show up. That defense is very, very much of a liability. And so I think the Packers could potentially go off the bye week. Bye week does not always play in favor of the team on bye. And it could be after a bye week, it could be a first round exit for the or a second round exit for that Packers team.
And you can tell what happens to this Packers team when they can't get the ball to their main man, Davante Adams. Because in my opinion, I think the whole offense runs through him, and that opens up spots for Aaron Jones to get carries and get those big rushes when Devontae's taking that safety help and taking that linebacker help on his side. But they only got it. I mean, they got it to him 7 times, but I think at least 3 or 4 of those were screen passes, and only 42 yards for Devontae really choked
And
this
then
week for
seven
my
receptions.
fantasy team. But Aaron Jones had a good week, 145 and a touchdown on 20 carries. But you can tell this Packers offense isn't the same when they're not running through Davante Adams and they can't get him the ball consecutively, because Rodgers only had 140 yards and a touchdown. And I mean, the Packers O-line is accustomed to being a top O-line in the league, and they let Rodgers get sacked 5 times. So even though the Panthers didn't win this game, I think this game shows a lot of teams that if you can shut down Davante Adams and then put a cover over Aaron Jones, you can keep this, you can keep any game against this Packers team a close game just because of how much of a liability their defense is.
Yeah, and then you look at the first round. So right now, if it ended, the Packers would have the one seed, and they would be have the bye, and they'd face, and they'd who would the number one seed face after the first round? Because you got, I would think it would be 3-6, correct? Or would it be the 4-5?
It would be.
Because they
Shoot,
got
I have
this new
no idea.
7-team set up for the playoffs, and it's actually pretty confusing.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what's going on.
Because if they face the, I don't think it's the 2-7 because they wouldn't have the first seed versus seventh seed or second seed right off the bat. But if it's the 3-6, like I think it is, or it would be the 4-5. It'd be the 4-5.
Which right
So
now is the Rams and
the football
the
team,
football team.
and I think the Packers could possibly lose versus both of them, but I have the Rams winning football team, and I honestly think that Rams team could beat the Packers.
Not after this weekend. Let's talk about that
See,
one. Rams fall to the 0-13 Jets, 23-20. Brutal showing from Los Angeles here. Sam Darnold put up a 200 bomb on him.
well, Goff played terrible and the Rams lost. But did the Jets really win? Did they though? losing that number one spot for Trevor Lawrence.
No, they did not win. They can't even tank right. Can't even tank right. And now that we've seen Justin Fields' performance against that Northwestern team, once he finally played a good defense, it questions, like, everyone's thinking about him because everyone thought he was, like, the slam dunk number two player in this draft. He's going to be the second player off the board, second quarterback off the board. Like, he's got to be that number two guy. But now people are saying, I saw a mock draft on CBS has the Jets at two taking Zach Wilson out of Purdue or out of BYU. And I honestly could see it after the way Fields played this weekend. You wouldn't put it against him to play poorly against good defenses. And I don't know, that just changed a lot of people's perspective of him.
It shows how much NFL ready Fields might be. And you could honestly say through the play of Zach Wilson in that weaker division he's in, that could be a liability towards Zach Wilson's play in college, but translating to the NFL. But I still think you got to go Fields. We've been Fields all the way since the beginning of this year, and I think you should stay that way because it's just everyone has a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
And Northwestern is not a bad team. They are a solid team. I think they were ranked 11, was it? Or they were ranked pretty high. They're
12, yeah. Yep, 12. Yeah, but like I said, it's just the Jets missing out on Lawrence is bad for them because it opens up that talk about is Fields that guy just because he played not great this past weekend. So you're like, is he that guy at two? Like, the Jets really missed out on the number one guy, and now there's no... I feel like Fields is still the number two guy, but, like, there's no solidified, like, Fields is there. We're still getting a great quarterback, you know what I mean? But...
Exactly, yeah.
Now there's questions there, which is why you need that first pick if you're getting a quarterback in this draft, but this is a very quarterback deep draft, so I don't think the Jets are too worried. I would bet that they still have their sights set on Fields. But yeah. Let's see. What are their games? Brady came back against the Falcons again.
How about that Colts game?
Colts game? Yeah, you're a Colts fan.
How about this Colts game coming up for the Steelers and Colts game?
Yeah, I got the Colts. Obviously, the Steelers suck.
So yeah, this is probably they were one time in a place not so far, far away. This Steelers team was 11-0, Carver, and everyone thought that they were overrated. Obviously, besides those delusional Steelers fans that believe this team was going to go to the Super Bowl, and they are slowly but surely losing that number one spot as the AFC contender versus the Chiefs. And if you had to pick a team, Carver, who could keep up with the Chiefs, what one team would you pick?
The Dolphins. Or the Bills.
Really?
The Bills.
My pick was the Bills.
The Bills.
The Bills is my pick because they are not only second in explosive plays behind the Chiefs, but they also beat the Steelers. They're one Hail Mary away from having 8 straight wins. And this Bills team versus the Chiefs this year didn't even play that bad. They lost by 9 points, and the Chiefs defense was actually playing very well. But, you know, that was in the beginning of the season on week 6, and
yeah,
Mahomes didn't even play that well. He threw 26 passes, I think it was, and it was only 200 yards for 2 touchdowns. But, but Josh Allen turned it over. That's end of the day. You can't turn the ball over versus Chiefs team because they will score every possession they can get.
Yeah, I still don't think anyone can compete with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are far and away the best team in the AFC. But in the NFC, it's a lot more questionable because you have teams that are farther down but that can beat anyone on any given day because of their roster. Like, you look at the Buccaneers, and they can beat anyone. They could beat the Saints. Like, I know the Saints blew them out 38-3 earlier this year, but the Buccaneers, when they're on their game, they have Tom Brady, who's literally the best quarterback of all time, and they have tons of weapons for him. So that Buccaneers team, if they show up, they can beat anyone on any given day. And even a team like the Bears, man, like, if David Montgomery can keep playing how he played against the Vikings, 146 and 2 touchdowns, and, like, Mitch Trubisky can keep up what he's done the past couple weeks, he's played like a freaking, like, starting caliber quarterback. And their defense is still top 5 in the NFL. They can make the playoffs, and they play like they can play. That Bears team could make a quiet little push in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Matt Nagy is a very good coach. After he gave up his play call for the offense, I already see a huge jump mm-hmm. for that Chicago team. And they, like you said, David Montgomery has been on fire. And so I don't know if I can say that I can see Chicago in the playoffs because of who's already in it with Arizona and Tampa Bay with those bottom two spots. But it could very well happen as they're only one game back from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you look at the NFC, like you said, and you have the Washington football team, by far the worst record, was 6-8, but they might have a squad that could take down anyone in this mm-hmm. NFC.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Steelers. They obviously have been turning it up with Antonio Gibson, their rookie running back, who's actually been hurt, but they're still winning games. You got Ron Rivera, who I think should win Coach of the Year. He should be in the running for Coach of the Year with this terrible Washington football team with a quarterback, this terrible quarterback situation, and this team that was projected to be like last place, and now they're in the playoffs with the 4 seed.
Well, that's not saying much just because it's the NFC East. Like, they're 6-8, which shouldn't be a playoff team, but because of how horrible that division is, it is. But I will give them credit. They did compete with the Seahawks this weekend, but I feel like the Seahawks keep every game close. But the football team, I could see them making a push, man. Like, if they can get Alex Smith back healthy, but I still feel like they draft a quarterback. I feel like that's a missing piece for them. If they can get a guy like Trey Lance or Zach Wilson, and then they have Gibson, who can be that running back of the future, and they have Terry McLaurin, who's one of the best up-and-coming wide receivers in the league right now. I mean, they can make some noise in a year or two, but I feel like if they make the playoffs, I would be cautiously optimistic about Washington in the playoffs. Like, they could put together a great game, and Chase Young could completely take over a game, and they could win one, but they could also, like, just get blown out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? If the NFL ended right now, it would be football team versus Rams. Who do you have winning it?
I don't know. After this week, I would probably say the football team. They looked like the better team this week. The Rams lost to the freaking Jets.
Well, how about looking at it all overall and just not this week, and look at the Rams beating the Seahawks and the Rams like beating the Cardinals. Like, what do you think about those games? Because that Rams team is good.
Yeah, I don't know. That'll be actually a good game. Even though those aren't like two super stacked teams, like, that will be a good game, actually.
How about the Buccaneers and Seahawks? I think that's a blockbuster. I think that's a great game.
That's actually a good game. Just because both those teams can compete for a Super Bowl, or at least they think they can. I don't know. It all depends on how the Seahawks play. Like, the Seahawks can come out like they did this week and only put up 20 against the football team. Or they can come out and put up 40 like they do normally. Like, it's all on the Seahawks there, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's all, yeah, and the Buccaneers got one of the best front sevens in the NFL, if not the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run your plays through Tom Brady like you did in that second half of that Atlanta game, you're going to win. Bruce Arians' system is not set for Tom Brady. If Tom Brady can get the system that he chooses, runs the ball more, they got a great running back duo with Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. They can get the ball going. I think the Buccaneers are the best team in the NFL.
That's a hot take.
I think the Buccaneers versus the Packers, that Buccaneers team is the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, okay, let's give our predictions for the Final Four.
I think, so, out of the NFC, It would be, so I think the Packers, obviously.
Just take me through your whole playoff bracket. Take me through your whole playoff
bracket. So Rams football team, I have the Rams winning it. I think the Rams are a great NFL team. Buccaneers Seahawks, I have the Buccaneers winning that one. And then Cardinals Saints, I have the Cardinals cruising past the Saints. I have the Cardinals, like, comfortably cruising past the Saints if it ended today. Now, that's just not me hating on the Saints. I'm just saying that because of the Cardinals' offense being so fast and so, like, energetic and ready to that Saints' defense, who's usually winning games because their offense is showing up and they get to control the game and the other team is behind. The right. Saints' offense does not look the same, Carver. Their run game isn't showing up. Alvin Kamara is not getting the same running he's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Breeze just doesn't get the job done, in my opinion, anymore.
He's too old.
The loss of Michael Thomas is huge.
It is. Really is.
As much as we joke on him for saying slant boy, he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. And losing him is tough for the Saints. And when your number one wide receiver is Emmanuel Sanders, who is ancient now, I think the Cardinals match up really well versus Saints. So I have the Cardinals winning versus Saints. And then so after that, it would be Buccaneers, or it would be Rams versus Packers.
Right.
And I have the Rams winning versus the Packers.
Wow.
I honestly think that McVay can outcoach Matt LaFleur. They're going to put Ramsey on Devontae Adams, and I think that's going to be really fun to watch. But I think Ramsey's going to be able to clamp up Devontae Adams there. And then you got Buccaneers versus Cardinals, and I think this is going to be a shootout. I truly do believe, because Buccaneers, even though their defense on paper is great, they are well known for letting points up on the board easily. And then after that, so it's in the NFC Championship.
Wait, so you have the Cardinals beating the Saints?
Yeah, but then I have the Buccaneers winning versus the Cardinals, and in the NFC Championship, I have Rams Buccaneers, which they did actually play. This season, and it was a one possession game. It was a really fun game to watch. 27-24. Cooper Kupp put a buck 10 in the first half with 110 yards in the first half. And I think McVay wins that one too. I see the Rams in the Super Bowl this year for the NFC.
The Rams?
I have the Rams in the Super Bowl in the NFC. You heard it here on 2N Sports Podcast.
After they lost to the Jets this week.
I can't just take everything from one game. It's tough to say because of that performance, but this Rams team, I said it like way before to some family members. I said the Rams are going to win the NFC West. I truly believe they're a really good football team. And this NFC side is not that good in terms of showing up to most games, because you could look at the Seahawks, and they, like, blew out the Jets. But they also won by one possession versus the Vikings and one fourth down conversion from losing. So that's my prediction for the NFC. I have the Rams winning it.
Okay. NFC, I think the Saints beat the Cardinals. I still think, even though Breeze is check down boy, that Sean Payton will do something to get the offense going after this last performance, these last couple weeks. He's got to do something to get it back on track, and I think he will because he's that good of a coach. So I think they get back on track. They beat the Cardinals. And I think the Buccaneers beat the Seahawks as well, actually. I don't think Seattle will get much going against that Buccaneers defense. And I think Tom Brady always picks it up in the playoffs, so I'm not picking against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I am going to go Washington over L.A. I think with Antonio Gibson back healthy, which he should be, I think Washington and Washington's defense can shut down L.A. And if Washington can get anything going on offense, I think they pull off a really low scoring, like I'm talking like 10-7 victory. Like a really defensive.
Like the Super Bowl with the Patriots Rams.
Defensive game. Very defensive game. Like a 10-7 or a 7-3 even. Like very tight, very turnovers is gonna be the difference in that one. I don't know. My gut's telling me Washington. So I'm going Washington. And then I'm going Washington versus Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay. I don't think there's a question there. Green Bay is probably the best team in the NFC, even though they kind of look like a fluke, just because there's no set in stone, like, God squad in the NFC. So I'm going Green Bay over Washington. I think they get Devontae back going and back on track, and then their offense just starts clicking again. And then, what did I say, Tampa versus New Orleans. Ooh, I'm going New Orleans because they beat them 38-3 earlier this year. Sean Payton has something going on with that New Orleans team against Tampa Bay, and I don't think it's going to be close either. Green Bay, New Orleans. Whew, that's tough, actually. I think I'm going to go New Orleans. I think I'm going to go New Orleans. I think this is the year that New Orleans makes it to the Super Bowl. Even though they haven't looked like the Saints we know in the past couple weeks, I think Sean Payton being the coach that he is, I think he gets them back on track, and I think they make it there. Because at the beginning of the season, and even this past week, that Chiefs game was really close. They could have easily won that game, and I think they got it. I think they beat those Packers because I don't think those Packers are for real.
I think when I watched that Chiefs game, not only the Chiefs-Saints game, looks like the Chiefs are getting bored out there.
Because they just
looks like
win.
They get bored out there when they're up by so much and they let the games get close. And then Mahomes does his magic. I saw that in the Bucks game. Mahomes threw for 400-some yards in the first half or something like that. And they just let the Bucks get right back in the game. And then Chiefs ultimately win it. And then you look at the Saints game. Chiefs were controlling that game. And then they let the Saints come back. They've had lots of one possession wins where it should have been blowouts. And you look at the Broncos game as well. It's sloppy play, but I converging from your pick with the Saints going to the Super Bowl and me for the Rams in the AFC, I don't even need to look at it. I know I'm going to pick the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, but who they're facing is a lot more interesting. So this Titans-Browns game really fascinates me because I don't know if Baker's for real.
Wait, Titans-Browns?
I don't know if Derrick Henry can get it going versus the Browns. Because this Browns front seven is looking amazing. Even though they had the Myles Garrett incident with the helmet, he is looking like defensive player of the year candidate.
Wait, so you have the Browns beating the Bills?
Well, it's Browns-Titans in the first round.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm on NFL, or I'm CBS, and it says Browns-Titans, Dolphins-Bills, Colts-Steelers, which are some awesome
matchups.
Wait,
what? The Colts are behind the Dolphins?
No, Colts are in front of the Dolphins.
The Steelers are the 2 seed, aren't they?
They're the 3 seed. Bills are ahead of them because of matchup.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, yeah, that's what happens when you lose 3 straight and potentially 4. The Steelers face the Colts this Sunday at 3, and I think it's really going to preview this game for Colts Steelers. Mm-hmm. And this Colts team, man, they have the better defense than the Steelers, in my opinion. It may not show in the numbers because of the teams that the Steelers have had the luxury to face this year. But I have the Colts winning versus Steelers in that first round. There's really, really bad drops for this receiver core in Pittsburgh, while in the opposite end. And the run game in Pittsburgh is so much of a liability where you have Benny Snell as you're starting running back, and the O-line's great.
I don't know how they got to 11-0, man. I really don't know how they got to 11-0. Literally just like TikTok team. Gosh, it actually annoys me when Juju like
Yeah, what dances. Do you think about that? What do you think about Juju dancing on the logo?
It just gets on my nerves because I know every time he does that, they're just going to get cooked. Like,
so you see it as a disrespect?
Yeah, it's disrespectful as hell, and he sucks. He doesn't suck, but he's just like, he has no right to do that when they're losing to Ryan Finley, bro.
If you dance, you better back it up.
Yeah, and he just got absolutely walloped last night by Von Bell, which I was like,
T.O. went to the logo, he backs it up. Mm-hmm. He backs it up.
Juju, bro, Juju has no right, bro. Juju has no right. Juju just wants TikTok clout, bro. I don't get it, man.
If you look at Juju And he had that amazing rookie season, right? Not only did he have a really good Big Ben, but he was wide receiver two on that team. He had the luxury to have one of the, in my opinion, one of the greatest wide receivers of the decade in Antonio Brown. He had him as a mentor, quote unquote, you could say, because I don't know how great of a teammate AB was,
I
but
don't think he's a great mentor.
the number one corner would always guard Antonio Brown. And then you get Juju, who gets all the quarterback twos, the worst one, and now you're really seeing the past 2 years now. Juju is not the same Juju as his rookie year when he's wide receiver one.
Not even
Now
close.
you're getting guys like Chase Claypool,
Who's a stud,
Deontay
actually?
Johnson, James Washington. They're all stepping up because they have the weaker corner, and Juju's not doing as much as he has in the past. And that Steelers team really depends on the pass, and the Colts secondary is amazing. They have been the whole year. I have Colts winning that one. I have the Titans winning versus Browns. I have the Bills creaming the Dolphins. Do you agree with those picks? Bills, Colts, Titans?
I want to pick the Browns just because they excite me. With Stefanski
They
there,
do.
first
They
year
really
coach,
do.
I'm excited to see this Browns team in the playoffs because they haven't been to the playoffs since who knows when, I don't know. But they're like, I'm excited to see this Browns team and see what it can do now that Baker is playing really well.
Best running back duo in the NFL by
Exactly. And
far.
they have weapons even without OBJ. Like they're still playing well. This should show them that they don't need OBJ and they can trade him for picks or whatever. Their defense has been really good as well, but I don't think they can stop Derrick Henry. So I'm going with the Titans, even though I really like the Bills. I think Derrick Henry is just
The
too good, too overpowered. He's like a video game in the NFL. It's actually really crazy.
when you got that run game going, you look at this weekend with Ryan Tannehill, four passing touch or three passing touchdowns,
Screwed me in
which was
fantasy.
just unreal. And you look at the wide receiver core, you have Corey Davis and AJ Brown, who are both just deep threats. They just go deep, and it's just I love this. I love this Titans team, honestly. But what were you gonna say about Bills Dolphins?
Bills, Dolphins. I want to say Dolphins just like I wanted to say Browns, but I'm not going to because Dolphins are exciting. I like watching the Dolphins, but I just can't pick them against the Bills because the Bills are the better team and they will win the game. And I'm going with the Colts over the Steelers because I very much dislike the Steelers because Juju is a bum and the Colts are just a better team at this point. And the Steelers are fake. They're fakers. And then what's the next round? We got Chiefs, Titans. Ooh. Or Chiefs, Steelers. Chiefs, Titans, or Steelers?
It would be Chiefs Titans.
Okay. I'm going Chiefs. I'm not even gonna talk about it.
Yeah, we don't need to talk much. Last
Chiefs.
year, Chiefs boxed. They absolutely boxed Derrick Henry in
I don't
the
think they can
AFC
do it again,
Championship.
but I think the offense is too overpowered that they're unstoppable.
Then Colts Bills. Ooh,
Bills.
that's a good game. See.
Bills blowout.
See, it's not gonna be a blowout. I knew you were gonna say something like that, but the Colts can, if they can put up points, they can definitely stay in games. Because if I'm Frank Reich, who is one of the most underrated coaches in the NFL, you trust your defense because that defense is top notch in the NFL. And I think it all depends on how the run game works for the Colts. Because when the run game is going good for the Colts, they win every game. When Jonathan
JT.
Taylor, your guy, the Wisconsin Badger, when he's cooking, that team is, I think, one of the best teams in the NFL. So it all depends on the Colts run game. And I'm gonna say that this Colts run game is not gonna show up, and Josh Allen is gonna tear it up. I got the Bills winning, and they're gonna face the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
Jonathan Taylor's the fucking GOAT. But
He is.
You have the you said you have the Colts?
I have the Bills winning that game,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
I have the Bills as well. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think they do beat them by quite a bit.
So you got
Bills,
Saints in
Chiefs?
the Super Bowl, and I have the Rams. And I'm going to say the dream Super Bowl that we wanted 2 years ago is going to be Rams-Chiefs.
Mm-mm. Saints-Chiefs. Saints-Bills. No, I'm just kidding. It's got to be the Chiefs. It can't. You can't that pick Bills, against the Chiefs.
Let's talk about that Bills-Chiefs game, though, in the AFC Championship. That is going to be a doozy.
That one's going to be fun to watch.
In Arrowhead, it's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. I think Josh Allen's going to prove how NBA or NBA. I'm watching
how NBA
the
ready he is.
Brooklyn game. The how NFL. How NFL. How he is so. I'm thinking of the word. How consistent he can be versus these good teams. And Josh Allen really has been tearing it up. He's an MVP candidate, in my opinion. Russell Wilson has fallen. He has drastically fallen for me, and I have Josh Allen. Do you think he's going to get a vote? Do you think Russell Wilson's going to get an MVP vote?
Yeah, he should.
Maybe out of pity?
He should, because he was the MVP frontrunner for the first half of the season until Patrick Mahomes just went God mode. But
well, look at Josh Allen's stats. 4,000 passing yards, 30 touchdowns, and 9 picks. That is, and then he still has rushing touchdowns too. He has a lot of rushing touchdowns. He's one of the better running quarterbacks.
But Sean Mannion is better.
Yeah, you got me there. But anyway, I have Rams Chiefs.
I have Saints Chiefs. And I have Chiefs. And
I think we both know that the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl again.
Back to back.
Yeah, I think they were the team to be at the beginning of the season. They might go 15-1 this year.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes will be in GOAT conversation at the end of his career?
If he keeps this up, no doubt.
Think so?
But in reality, it just shows how much it really counts on scouting. And looking at the Bears really trading up to 2, man.
Mitchell.
To take Mitchell Trubisky. But,
he's
but yeah,
played,
I think that's a great
well
way to end the podcast games. With our Super Bowl picks. Obviously, I think if you don't agree with us, you obviously are probably delusional.
You're a
Steelers.
Hater. You're a hater. Unless you pick the Browns, then I respect you. But if you pick the Steelers, you're the worst.
Yeah, you like to close us? Would you like to close us, Carter?
All right. Yeah, I guess that's all we got. Let us know what your picks are. Unless they're the Steelers, we don't want to hear them. But make sure to follow the Steelers on TikTok. Make sure to follow Juju on TikTok. All right.
I don't think they want to blind themselves. It is especially Chase Claypool. Whatever you do, do not touch Chase Claypool's TikTok. It is gross. And
gross.
Think, if you're gonna watch this, Chase Claypool, I hate you. You
Whoa!
Got me 4 points.
Whoa!
You got me 4 points. And oh my gosh, I needed six. I needed six, and you got me four.
Are you
I
kidding
punch.
Me right now? Do not be complaining right now. I had Rodgers and Devontae. Usually they combine for 60. This week they combine for 12.
It's a harsh world we live in.
It's a hard knock life. It's a hard knock life for us, Daniel. Especially when your team scores 76.
How about that? Hard knocks. Hard knocks coming to Minnesota?
Is it?
No, I'm just
Oh,
kidding.
That'd be sick. Dude.
That'd be sick, though.
Wayne Gallman. I actually bet on Wayne Gallman to give over 100 yards, and he shit the bed for me with 22.
You really hate to see it, but...
You really do. Don't bet on sports,
fan,
kids.
If you're a Steelers fan, I hope you get Cole for Christmas.
Because that's what you deserve!
That's all.
That's all.
Two
Bye.
Ends.
Two end sports. Peace out.